We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Patrick DeHaan is joining us live this morning, senior analyst with GasBuddy.com. Colonial Pipeline has its system back up online, and it's begun the process of getting things back up and running. Patrick, is the situation changing at all? Is it starting to improve?
It's starting to improve in some areas, and it's still not improving in others, which is to be expected. I mean, the pipeline did just resume yesterday afternoon. And not everyone learned about the situation right away. So some of that hoarding and panic behavior didn't immediately stop. But moving forward, I would expect most areas to start seeing solid improvement, probably starting Friday, no later than Saturday. By Saturday, almost everyone should start seeing their numbers slowly improving.
All right. So that's good that it seems like it's turning the other way around. I mean, these gas shortages, it does have people on alarm here in Buffalo. Should we watch out? Are the shortages completely attributed to the pipeline hack and that being shut down, or does hoarding have a lot more to do with it than, you know, the pipeline does?
Well, it you know, at the onset, it was all about the pipeline being down, but now it's not. Now it's about hoarding and panic behavior, and looking at demand numbers, we've seen impressive demand, not just in the Southeast, across the country. Every region on Monday, for example, saw an uptick, and I think it's just kind of a natural behavior, right? You hear a major gas pipeline goes down, and people that don't understand it react in the same way. Either they think there's going to be a massive spike in prices or that they can't get fuel, so they all swarm the pump, and that has actually turned into the bigger problem.
It's kind of scary the ways we have seen people trying to hoard the gas too, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. The Product Consumer Commission coming out with an advisory not to fill plastic bags with fuel. People are just discarding, common sense and just putting gasoline in unapproved containers. I've seen Rubbermaid containers used. Just a lot of very dangerous behavior happening and people putting themselves in peril.
Did you ever think you'd have to say that sentence in all your years working, looking at fuel?
I didn't, you know, but we have seen some pretty rational thinking after events. It just goes to show you that people don't think that they can get by without gasoline. And certainly some of us cannot, whether we have a job that requires driving. It is pretty amazing.
Here in Buffalo, though, our gas does not come from Colonial Pipeline. Is that right?
That's right. Most of your gasoline, I don't have a map in front of me, but most of your gasoline flows from the New York Harbor and does not come from the Colonial Pipeline. So that's, you know, kind of an insulating factor. In fact, the closer you get to the New York market, you'll notice that of the pipeline outages, the bulk of them are kind of right in the middle of the pipeline. And that's just because there are different energy markets on both sides of the pipeline in Texas and in New York. There's different ways to resupply, and that's the good news.
Right. So some good news for us here in Western New York as far as if you are worried at all about that in the future. Thanks, Patrick, for the help this morning. That's Patrick DeHaan, senior analyst for GasBuddy.com.